Okay, good morning, everyone. Today, we're continuing Nida. We are in the first parak of Nida. We're finishing up the first parak of Nida. We're a little bit behind. I'd like not to be behind, especially in the Gemaras where it's not Krisus anymore. It's Nida. So I should be up to speed. So today I'm going to make an effort to get back up to speed. And the plan is that tomorrow we're going to be finishing the first parak of Nida. Okay, and that leaves us for the second parak of Nida to begin on Sunday. All right. And with all that stated, today's daf is Yud Aleph, and today we are we're finishing up daf Yud. We still got a lot to go of daf Yud. We're going to do that today, and we're going to then move along. Okay, we are for today going to be discussing Vestos, meaning that's going to be our topic for today. Now, just to get terminology familiar with one another, the Gemara doesn't use this terminology, but we do, so we're going to use this terminology. First of all, a vest is a schedule, right? A woman who is on some sort of cycle. Every woman's on a cycle, but some women are on a fixed cycle, and some women are not on a fixed cycle. Nowadays, you could say that, again, I don't have facts in front of me, but I would say that the majority of women are not on a fixed cycle. I say fixed cycle, I mean clockwork. I mean that the woman knows exactly what day it's coming. Now, how is this established? It's like anything that's established. It's established through a chazakah. We discussed chazakah so many times throughout Shas, and this is one of the premier places in Shas where we talk about chazakah. In other words, if she sees it a certain number of times, so therefore she's muchzak, she's now assumed that this is when it's going to come. Orech bizmano ba.
And it could be any amount of days in between the seed.
As long as it's a consistent number. As long as it's a consistent number. So, orech bizmano ba, that's the terminology that's used actually in the Gemara itself. Good. So this is what's called a vest kavua versus a vest she'ena kavua. Kavua just simply means it's fixed, we know exactly when it's coming, and an ena kavua means we're not really sure. We have a general idea, but we're not particularly sure. It's funny, the Gemara speaks much more about the vest kavua than the vest she'ena kavua. It seems like back in the good old days, it seems this way, they had, generally speaking, a more regular schedule and a more regular cycle. Now, there's more to talk about this, but right now, for our purposes, we're going to discuss it just in the context of our Gemara. So, obviously, this can turn into a halachic discussion. I'd prefer not, as I just want to get through the Gemara inside. Now, remember, we started off on the bottom of Testament Base. We start off with a Braisa. The Braisa was talking about the young girl who starts to menstruate. And we're talking about two different types of girls. A girl who is too young, meaning she really isn't expected to have seen it yet, 7, 8 years of age. And then there's a girl who's Higiyas Manaleros, who is at the age where it's expected to come, 11, 12 years of age. And so the Braisa talks about halachically they're treated differently. Now, the Braisa gave a somewhat complex case, and I have it over here on the board, where she saw 30 days, saw 30 days, and then she saw. So now she saw three times, and now she has what's called the chazakah, she's mochzak. Yesterday I added a fourth time, I think I'm wrong. I didn't like it yesterday when I put it up on the board, and the more I think about it, the more I realize I don't think that's right. Anyway, but the point is that she saw three times, and then she goes through a very odd phenomena where she then has 90-day breaks. 90 days, 90 days, and finally 90 days. Now remember what we said yesterday, in order to create a chazakah, you need two or three. That's subject to a machlokas. We talked about this yesterday. It's a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. We're going to assume that our Gemara is going to be like Rebbe. So that means, look, she goes through a 90-day interval, she goes through a 90-day interval. Good. She's muchzak. Now remember what we also said yesterday. Here it's dayishaita. She went through a 90-day interval. Here it's dayishaita. She went through a 90-day interval. But at the same time, this guy over here, what we're calling now E, even though it's now Dayashaita, she also now has an established chazakah, where this woman now sees at 90-day interval. She's done it twice already. So now she has a chazakah of seeing 90-day intervals. So now over here, once you get over here, so it's Tumame Eith Leis, meaning it is now on F, where she saw it now at the 90-day interval. We can now assume this is her schedule, this is her new schedule, where she sees at 90 days, and therefore this Re'iyas Dam is going to have the regular 24-hour retroactive Tumah. Okay, that's what we talked about yesterday. This is a Braisa from yesterday. The Gemara had the following question. Let's go to E. Okay, let's talk about E for just a moment. And the Braisa says, let's just imagine that this is not a 90-day interval, but it's a 30-day interval. Okay, this is just a review of what we did yesterday. Let's say this is a 30-day interval. So what's the story now? If this is a 30-day interval, so are we going to say over here, Dayashaita, or are we going to say Meisleis? What's the consideration? So if you remember, what we suggested yesterday was the following. This is a young girl. This is a girl who's 7 years of age, 8 years of age. She really didn't expect to see any blood. But she did. And not only did she see, she saw three times. She saw an A, B, and C. So now she's no longer Misalak is Dhamma. Right? She's now a woman who is, she's bleeding. And so now she goes through a 90-day hiatus. Now, generally speaking, right, there's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we talked about him at length now for these past couple of days. He says that anytime any woman goes through a 90-day hiatus, so she's now Misulak is Damim. She's like, she's
starting fresh.
Right. She's not bleeding. She's just, and there's just a lack of blood. So for her, any woman goes through a 90-day abeyance is going to not have the Me'es Leis for 24 hours. In other words, the next time she bleeds, it's like all of a sudden, like, wow, where did that come from? And so therefore, it's Dayashaita. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Do you remember Rabbi didn't like the position Rabbi Eliezer? I hope I'm saying it correctly. He didn't like the position Rabbi Eliezer, but there was an occasion where Rabbi relied on this opinion because it was a Shas Adchak and it was B'dieved. And okay, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Gemara's question basically is like this. Generally speaking, once she bleeds again, right, she's back. Meaning, she's back into the status of being again, just for lack of a better term, she's a bleeder. Okay? She's now a bleeder. Perhaps, this is what the Gemara's suggestion was yesterday, I would normally say that for all other women, but not for this girl. Here's a girl who's 7, 8 years of age. Maybe her 90-day abeyance maybe puts her now back to square one. Meaning this 90 days reverts this girl to as if A, B, and C never happens. It expunges her record. This is what the Gemara suggests, perhaps, is what's going on over here. Now, if that's true, so then now when she sees D, D is almost like A.
Right.
Which would then mean E is like B.
Right.
Which would mean then that we would say Daishaita as well. This was the Gemara's question. Do you remember the top of Yud Amud Aleph? I'm going to read inside again. And the Gemara's answer is basically, the Gemara has a very clear answer. It's so funny, I told you, the Gemara asked this question, it's a very complex question, in all four words. Hadar Kechazia Ba'onos Mai. The top of Yud Amud Aleph. Today's top, by the way, is Yud Aleph. I'm aware. So we're on the top of Yud Amud Aleph. Okay. Hadar Kechazi Ba'onos Mai. So what if after 90 days, Kachazi Ba'onos? She only goes 30 days for the next time she bleeds. What's the halacha then? And the Gemara doesn't spell out what the issue is. I just did. Okay. That's why Rashi's long over here. Amrav Gidol Amrav, Parmishona Ushnia Daishaita, Shlishis Metame Meisaisum and Bekidala Bekida. And the Gemara gives a very clear answer. The Gemara gives an answer in the name of Rav Gidol Amrav. Okay, this was talked about. Again, it's fascinating just how much of this is discussed, how much page we get on this topic. And the answer is Dayashaita for D, Dayashaita for E. Meaning for this girl, once she goes 90 days in abeyance of blood, so now reset, a total reset. Now I told you we wouldn't normally say this. First of all, we don't even normally hold like Rabbi Eliezer. But for the girl who is 7, 8 years of age, who wasn't even expecting to bleed to begin with, for her a 90-day abeyance is going to be a total resetting of the clock. That's the Gemara's conclusion. We move on in the Gemara.
Now, Rabbi Eliezer is more makos.
Rabbi Eliezer says this would be true for any woman, but not Daishaita for any woman, but not a resetting of the clock. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, for E, it would go Meis Leis. Meaning, once she bleeds again after the 90-day abeyance, so now after that, she's back to her regular status.
Unless there is three times. The three times sets a clock.
Right, three.
We're counting on Rabbi Eliezer to get us to D being Daishaita.
Yes, but it's... It's, again, I'm going to use my panted terminology, it's super Rabbi Eliezer. Because it's Rabbi Eliezer plus the idea that not only is she going to be now considered a woman who doesn't bleed, But in this particular case, we go. It goes all the way back, meaning A, B, and C is as if they never happened. Okay. So va'od. I'm not sure. I'll put it this way. I'm not sure if they would disagree in this particular case. In general, you're right. They would disagree. Now, we go on. Va'od avro alav gimel onas v'asa da'ishaita. Now, Gemara's question over here, step two of the question. And the question here goes like this. Let's put the distance between D and E back to 90. And now the last question the Gemara has to ask is like this. Let's say I change these numbers. So from C to D is 90, from D to E is 90, and from E to F is 30 days. Now what? Now what would be the story about F? F would be now a dayashaita or a me'eslais. Now why would this interval change our have us look at F differently? So basically it's like this. Look, here's a girl who went 90 days and then she saw again. So again, as we just concluded, what's the story with this girl now? Total reset. Okay, so here for sure dayashaita. Now, if it's a total reset, it's here, and over here it's dayashaita, so over here for sure it's also going to be dayashaita. Right. Now the braisa, what did the braisa do? It didn't do 30. The braisa did 90. And then we went all the way over here, and now we're at Meis Leis. Right? But we understand that. Meaning, in the braisa scenario, you totally understand that. Because what's happening over here is 90, 90. Oh, I get it. She's got a 90-day cycle. And again, we're holding like Rebbe, so the Chazakah now is established here, and so now we go 90 more days, and okay, I get it. In other words, this is a woman with, this is her schedule, and therefore, over here, we're going to say Meis Leis, because this is obviously the schedule. But, if she goes now 30 days, so now, I'm looking at the 90, yes, it's true that she has now a Chazakah, but the Chazakah has not been actualized. Over here.
Is that a 90 day?
Right. It hasn't. In other words, yes, it's true according to Rebbe, she's muchzak, but that's in
90 days.
That's in a 90 day chazakah. Now that she only went 30 days over here, and I'm not actualizing the chazakah, what would be the story over there? That's the Gemara's question. To which the Gemara again gives a very, again, it's a super complex question, and the Gemara gives a very definitive answer. So I'm reading in the Gemara three lines down from the top of the Amud Vod Avru Alav Gema Onus Rasa Daishaita. Hadr Kachazya Baonus Mai. So now on my chart between E and F, and don't compare today's daf to yesterday's daf because yesterday I had F and G. Okay, but I rethought it. So the Gemara now wants to know what if she only bled for 30 days between E and F? Amrav Kahana Amrav Gidol Amrav Pam Rishona Daishaita. So Pam Rishona over here means. On the question that we're asking, so Dayashaita Shnia Metame Meis Leisim and Bekida and Bekida. So and from that point forward, we're going to go Meis Leisim Bekida and Bekida. Meaning that when over here, right, Pam Rishona meaning at E is we're going to say Dayashaita because look, she went 90 days in abeyance and she wasn't yet established, but once she saw over here, so in other words, she has a chazaka that she in fact is bleeding at 90 days. It's true that over here we didn't actualize the chazakah, but in other words, but the point is that she bleeds. She bleeds at 90-day intervals. So in other words, this second 90 days is not a new resetting of the clock.
Okay.
And so the third one, regardless of when she bleeds, meaning it could be a 90-day, it could be a 30-day, we're always going to say Me'eis Leis. It's always going to go retroactively back 24 hours.
So you only need two to establish.
Yes, that's correct. And the point the Gemara is making is that you need two to establish a chazakah like Rabbi, plus you don't need the chazakah to be actualized. You don't need to see the materialization of the chazakah. Just the establishment of the chazakah is going to be enough.
What is
the
another cycle 30? What happens?
All right. ask me later.
No, it's easy. I always be late.
Let's go over this later. We have a lot to cover today. Okay. Now, money. So the Gemara now wants to know, Rabbi Hidamer betrays him to have a chazaka. Now the Gemara finally comes to in terms of who we holding like. Now we knew this. In other words, going into the discussion, the way to explain the braisa is via Rabbi. which is why I made the mistake yesterday. In other words, I added one too many in the beginning. But we're going like Rebbe, where two makes a chazaka. Good. So the Gemara says, Ema Seifavro, love Gimelonis, Verasa Dai Shaitas, and the Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara just wants to know the following. Yeah, but the Braisa also says that once she goes through a three ona hiatus, otherwise known as 90 days, once she goes through a 90 day hiatus, she is now Misulak is Damin. She's a woman who doesn't bleed. And therefore, the next time she bleeds, it'll be Dai Shaita. Whose position is that? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, okay, so in other words, it doesn't sound like a terribly big deal. Meaning on the world of Chazaka, we're holding like Rabbi, and in the world of Misulak is Damon, we're going like Rabbi Eliezer.
And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold like Rabbi.
That's basically what the Gemara wants to know. V'chitim Rabbi hi uvaonasav like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, so, well, how are we going to say this? We could say this in one of two ways. We could say that fundamentally the author of the Braisa is Rabbi, and he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, but you can't say that. You know you can't say that. Because let's go back to yesterday's story, where Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and then bit his lip. That's not exactly how the Gemara described it, but yeah, right. Yeah. In other words, he really didn't like the fact that he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And then, if you remember the words of yesterday's Gemara, kedai hu le Rabbi Eliezer lismach alav b'shas adchak. All right. In other words, I shouldn't have paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but in this case, extenuating circumstances and fine. But you see that fundamentally, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Good. So we want to try to say it that way. It doesn't work that way. So the Gemara says, "Ella Rabbi Eliezer, irvesa savalak Rabbi." Fine. So we'll say it the other way. And that fundamentally, the author of the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer. And in the world of Chazaka, who does he hold like? He holds like Rabbi. Fine. Good. Okay, one more topic of discussion on our case over here. Let's reset ourselves. Okay, 30-30-30, 90-90-90. Gemara now wants to know the following. Kesem shebein rishona ushnia tahor. Shebein shnia ushlishis. Okay. Now, ksamim, we talk about, we're going to have an entire perek of Nida to discuss ksamim. I make it sound like it's going to be so big. I think the perek is two or three blot long. Okay, so, but it is an entire perek of shas, dedicated to the topic of kesem. What's a kesem? A woman finds a stain on an article of clothing, probably her underwear. Okay, that's a kesem. Now, is that make her Nida? The answer is yes, but I'm going to qualify. It only makes her Nida midrabbana, not midaraisa. Okay, midaraisa, she needs to see the blood come out of her, and there needs to be a hargasha. There needs to be a sensation as the blood comes out of her. But if she just, lo and behold, finds blood on an article of clothing, so that makes her a Nida, but only midrabbanan. Okay, but still, that's a Nida.
Doesn't it also depend on the size?
Yes, yes. It's going to depend on the size of it as well. There are going to be qualifications. Again, there's an entire paragraph dedicated to this topic, but yes. So that is the world of kesem. So a kesem makes a woman a nida, albeit midrabbanan, but still she's a nida. Kesem shebein rishon ushniya. So now let's go to our case over here. So again, we have the very bizarre construct of this young girl who bleeds A, B, C, and then she goes from C to D 90 days. So what did we say earlier? Resetting of the clock. Good. So if she finds a kesem between bein rishona ushniya, so tahor. So if she finds a kesem, let's say after D, anytime between D and E, she finds a kesem, she's fine. She'll be tahor, right? Of course. Meaning, keep this in mind. The next time she bleeds, she'll be daishaita, which means that it totally was unexpected. So if she finds a kesem between D and E, it's not going to make her tummy. Shebein shnia ushlishis, but what if she finds a kesem between 2 and 3? Or in our chart up on the board, she finds a kesem between E and F. Yeah. What if she finds a kesem then? Okay, so she picks up an article of clothing, and lo and behold, there's a blood stain on the clothing. And now what? Is she a nida? Is she tamea? So on one hand, what are you going to say? Yeah, yeah. Because remember, from C to D and from D to E now, we have seen two intervals of 90 days. That's called the chazaka. Again, we're following like Rebbe. Our entire daf today is dedicated to Rebbe, in the opinion of Rebbe. She has a chazaka. Did we actualize the chazaka yet? Did we implement the chazaka yet? Not yet. Not until she bleeds on F. Right? On the next 90-day interval, even though the chazaka is set, but it hasn't been implemented yet. So perhaps what you can argue is that if she sees a kesem before we see an implementation of the chazaka, that's nothing. Meaning because she hasn't actualized. Or on the other hand, no. The fact that the chazaka is now set in motion, even if she sees a kesem, she will be tamei. Right? Hopefully I articulated the two sides of the question well. And if I articulated it well, you will then guess it's a machlokas. And the Gemara goes on to say, it's a machlokas. Chizki amar tamei, Rav Yochanan amar tar. Chizki amar tamei, kevin di ilochazi amar tamei, kisma. I'm sorry, mitama, kisma nami tamei. Chizki's position goes like this. Look, potential. Since she, if she were to see, she'd be tamei. Meaning, when I say see, I mean a real re'iyah, blood coming out of her with a hargasha, so she'll be tamea. Why should kesem be any different? And Rav Yochanan amar tahor kevin delo is chazik abadam kismanam lo mitamin ala. And Rav Yochanan's position is lamaisa. Even though you're right, the chazaka is now set in motion because she did bleed on D, which was a 90-day interval, and she bled on E, which was a 90-day interval. And yes, it's true the chazaka set in motion, but it hasn't materialized yet. And because it hasn't materialized yet, so therefore a kesem will not make her tummy. Okay, so machlokas between Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. We're on the top of Yud Amud Beis. Maskila Rav Elai v'chima bein zel b'sula shedameh ta'arin. So let me ask you this question. How is this any different than the case of b'sula, where her blood is going to be tahor? Now, much to discuss over here. First of all, the question is going according is on Chizkiah. Meaning Chizkiah's position is that when she sees a kesem between 2 and 3, she'll be Tamea. Okay? And the Gemara now wants to know, how is this any different than a virgin? And meaning, more than just Meisleis, meaning just the simple viewing, seeing of blood on her clothing is now going to make her an Ezah.
So she just like seeing actual blood?
Yeah. Correct. Correct. It's the same thing. Now, how is this any different than the Basula? So let me give you, let's give each other a little bit of background information over here in order to understand the issue of Basula. Okay? So we're taking a moment, a break from the Gemara, just words of introduction. A woman bleeds on account of her menstrual cycle, meaning it's uterine blood. Okay. A woman also can bleed if her virginity is broken. Now, that's different bleeding. That's not the same bleeding. And her virginity being broken, right? Her hymen sac that exists at the entrance of the canal. So when that sac is ruptured, so she's going to bleed. Now that blood's not going to make her tame, right? That's dam besulim. That's not dam nida. Torah only says dam nida is what makes her tame. Dam besulim isn't what makes her tame. So therefore, you have over here the ultimate false positive, meaning that she's bleeding, but it's not uterine blood. It's dam besulim. So. Is she Tamea? The answer is fundamentally no. Of course she's not Tamea. The problem is, how do we know? How do we know that when she's bleeding, it's Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida? Okay. So, take a look at Rashi, the first Rashi on this page. We're going to talk more about this later in the Masechta, but just to understand what's going on right now in the Gemara, so you just need to, we all need to know this basic information. So, Rashi writes as follows. Besula Shinise. So I'm in Rashi, first Rashi on the page, and I'm starting second line down, beginning of the second line. Besula Shinise, Yesha Dameh Taharin Ad Shetichya Amaka. Okay? So basically what we're going to say is as follows. Until the wound heals, meaning her hymen has just been ruptured, her besula has just been ruptured, so until it heals, we can now say safely, that's Dam Besulim. And therefore, she's fine. Ad shetichya hamaka, until it heals, the talina b'besulim, where we're going to basically ascribe, assign that bleeding to besulim bleeding. V'yesha damet haron dala leilos, v'yesha damet haron kol laila rishona, kedar mina b'perek basra. Now, when are we going to discuss this in detail? Wait till the last perek of Nida, where this issue is covered. V'kula kaimelan d'chozman shedamet haron ein la kesem. Now, As long as we can assign the bleeding to besulim bleeding, it's going to sometimes be 4 days, it'll sometimes only be the first night. Again, we'll talk about the actual details later on. But the point is as follows. While we're assigning the bleeding to dam besulim, she doesn't have a kesem. Right? She is not given the status of kesem. Meaning, if any time during her besulim bleeding, she, let's say, discovers blood on her underwear. That's not nida blood. In fact, right, she shows it to the Rav, and the Rav says, you're fine. You're totally fine. Because that's besulim blood. Diktani beberka isha, I'm still in Rashi. Vishavin shetola b'shomayis yom keneged yom, b'rishon shalav, v'vesula shedameh ta'arin. Fine. In other words, we'll see later on in when we discuss kesem that as long as she's a basula, there's no kesem by her, right? Skip the next word. Shamin and the ain la kesem. The afagav de rasa pamachas alam efagin and bein higias manalogia bein shirasa pamachas beveisavia shiachas mina basula shedameh ta'arin v'ahacha. Fine. And even if she already started her menstrual cycle, doesn't matter. Meaning, as long as she is in the category of dam basulim, there's no kesem by her. Okay. Good. Now that we know that, now what bothers the Gemara over here is, what's the difference between a woman who is bleeding dam besulim versus our woman over here? V'ahacha di'ilu chazus b'shinui mare damyaha mitam emes la'ezo v'higia zman liras v'rasa b'veis aviyah afil ha'chla mitamin akisma u'mayshna ha'ch me'acha. Over here in our case, what does Chizkiah say? That any bleeding that occurs between E and F, not bleeding, I shouldn't say that. Any kesem that occurs between E and F, that's a kesem. Meaning we can now assign that kesem to the fact that she probably bled. Meaning she did. We're going to say it. She bled between E and F, and therefore she's Tamei Nida. And meanwhile, when it comes to the Besulin, right, where we discover a kesem while she's in the status of Dam Besulin, we're going to say, assign it to the fact that probably was basulim bleeding and not nida bleeding. What's the difference between the two cases? Okay, you may see the difference as being obvious, but the Gemara wants to know, why in one case do we just ignore the kesem, and the other case, we don't ignore the kesem? And essentially, why are we comparing these cases? Because here, look, it's a girl who shouldn't even be bleeding to begin with. She's 7, 8 years of age. Granted, she has a history, but she just went through a 90-day abeyance. She went through her second 90-day abeyance. Yeah, she's on the threshold of being established as a bleeder, but not yet, not until F. So why do we regard her kesem? That's the question that the Gemara is asking against Chizkiah. V'chi ma bein ze lebesula shadem et aharon. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, zu sirpa matsui, Vizu ain't sirpa matsui. But the Gemara says the difference is obvious. In the case of Besulim, we know positively she's bleeding. Meaning, her Besulim has just been ruptured. And so we know positively she's bleeding. So when we see a kesem on her article of clothing, when she presents a kesem, we'll say, look, it's fine. Because it is a little bit of guesswork. But it's guesswork based on the fact that we know that Dam Tahor is coming out of her. Okay, good. In our case over here, yes, it's true. This is a girl who really is, we're not expecting her to bleed. But she bled on D, she bled on E, she now has a chazak in place, and where else is the blood coming from? Meaning, what other explanation do you have for the fact that right now the blood was found in an article of clothing? Fine. So that's the difference between the Besula discussed at the end of the Masechta versus our girl over here. Okay. Zu Sirpa Matsui, Vizu and Sirpa Matsui. Amar Ula, Amar of Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzad. Tinoka Shalogiyaz Man Leros Verasa. Now, a girl, Shalogiyaz Man Leros, who is, again, too young to really see, but Verasa. But she sees. Okay, so now we're going over our story over here. Pami shona vishniya roka madrasa b'shuk tahor kisma nami tahor. So after times 1 and 2, so meaning let's just go back to A and B. After the first two times, roka, and I'm sorry, spit that comes out of her, and anything she sits on in the market is going to be tahor. Meaning, just because she bled once, even twice, doesn't make her automatically a nida. Okay? Obviously, the 7 days of her bleeding is going to be an Ida, but in other words, after that point in time, we don't just simply arbitrarily say, as she's an Ida. And Kisma Namitar, and the same thing is true regarding a Kesem that she sees as well. Veloya Dana im Dide im Derabe. Now, if you'll notice, this is Rav Yochanan saying this in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Now, we just finished up a machlokes between Chizki and Rav Yochanan. What's the story after her second Re'iyah, right? Regarding her Kesem. Chizki says it's Tameh, Rav Yochanan says it's Tahor. Now we have a statement over here made in the name of Rav Yochanan that says that her Kesem is Tahor. That's fine, we expected that. The Gemara just wants to now know, is this last statement of her Kesem being Tahor, is that Rav Yochanan talking, which is basically what he said in the bottom of the previous Amud? Or is that him quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yotzadak? V'lo yadanim didayim im derabela. My nafkamina. Now the Gemara wants to know, okay, but so what? So the Gemara says, no, it makes a difference. Because we want to now know, is this Chizkiya against Rav Yochanan, or is this Chizkiya against Rav Yochanan plus Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak? And the Gemara says, when everyone comes in from Nechusei Yama, the islands out at sea, okay, Cyprus, I don't know. In other words, but right, it's a term the Gemara uses very often. But when they came and they made the statement that a woman who wasn't expected to see blood, meaning she was too young, 7-8 years of age, and she bleeds the first time and she bleeds the second time, after that her kesem is going to be tahor. And who are they quoting then the name of? Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. So it comes out now that it's Rav Yochanan plus Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak against Chizkiya. Okay. Amar Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvi Tinoka Shelo Higizman Leros Afilu Shafas Kol Zayin Eino Ela Riachas. Now, we've now been discussing at length, this girl who now is too young to see, but she sees, and she sees one time, she sees two times. Okay, now at the third time already, she's now in the category of being a bleeder. Okay, meaning all the, she's regular. She's like a regular woman now, where may slay, etc., etc. How do we count? Meaning, what do we count as one time? What do we count as two times? Meaning, when she sees her menstrual cycle, normally what it is 7 days of bleeding. Okay? Both physiologically and halachically. It's 7 days of bleeding. 7 days is counted as one. Right? We can agree? Good. So, kol zayin, shofaz kol zayin eino ela riachas. So, now, fine. And if she bleeds for 7 continuous days, and it's a flow of 7 continuous days of bleeding, so that's only counted as one. Okay. Statement in of itself is a fine statement. It's a good statement. I'll tell you what the problem is. It's the word afilu. I'm going to read it one more time, just so you get to feel it again, get to sense it again. I'm Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvi Tinoka Shelo Higizman Zman Leros. Afilu Shofa'as Kol Zayin Yom. Even if she's flowing for 7 continuous days, it's counted only as one. What does that word even mean over there? Afilu. So I feel the Gemara is bothered by that. I feel shofars below me by posekas adarabah posekas avilek yishtei riyos. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Let's go the other way. Let's say she doesn't flow for 7 days, but let's say, right, it goes on, goes off, it goes on again, and it's kind of intermittent during those 7 days. What the Gemara describes as posekas. How do we count that? Count that as one, or we count that as two?" But when you say the word afilu, it sounds like there we're counted as one as well. What do you mean? That, we don't count that as one. That's havila kishtei riyos. That's for sure too. So the Gemara says ella tinokish lo yigiz man leros v'shofas kol zayin enu ala riachas. Okay, so we're going to amend the statement. We'll take out the word afilu. Afilu doesn't fit over there. In order for that to be counted as one, it has to be a continuous flow. So Amr Shimei Brachia Medalafes Eina Kara'a. So the Gemara says, what if she's dripping? So in other words, we have two extreme positions. We have a woman who during her menstrual cycle is flowing, which later on the Gemara is going to say, it's hard for a woman to survive. The Gemara is going to make that comment later on in the Masechta. I don't remember when. But the Gemara later on will say, you don't really mean she's just flowing blood for 7 days. That's, no. So, but still, if she flows, I'm just saying like the Gemara says it. If she flows for 7 days, that's counted as one. That'll be just called on our chart A. If she bleeds for, let's say, 2 days, makes a full stop, just for argument's sake, let's say she makes a full day stop of bleeding, and then she bleeds again on days 4 and 5, that's counted as 2. Okay? And that'll be A and B. Granted, with only a 1 day hiatus, but okay, that'll be 1 and 2.
She considered a zava.
Is no, because ziva doesn't start until day eight. Okay, so medalafis ain't a karel. I'm sorry. I'm Rav Shimi Kozainen El Riachas. I'm Rav Shimi Barchia medalafis ain't a karela. Now the Gemara talks about something in the middle, where it's not a flow, it's not a stop, it's a drip. Okay.
What's the significance of having 2 discharges?
Well, the significance is going to be what we're talking about over here. Because by the time now she gets to a 3rd discharge, she's like a regular woman. So v'hakachazia, so the Gemara says, I mean, really, the significance of all this discussion really comes out to whether we say daishaita or whether we say meis leis.
But you're saying that the interval could, instead of negatives, would be like one day.
Yeah, in other words, whatever the interval is, if there's an interval, that's counted now as a new act of bleeding. Okay, so the Gemara says, what about dripping? So the Gemara says, Einu karo, it's not like she sees. Now the Gemara, the way the statement comes out at first, doesn't make any sense. It's like she's not seeing. V'haka chazio, what are you talking about? She's seeing. So Eima Einu kashofaz el kaposakas. So the Gemara says, well, what I mean by that is, dripping is not like a flow. Dripping is like stop. In other words, it's like a full day break. So mechal de shofas kinara. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? It sounds like by flow, what you mean by that is where it's just, it's like a river. And that can't be. So the Gemara says, Ela'ema ina ela kishofas. So the Gemara says, good. We're gonna amend. Dripping is like a flow. Meaning, the very definition of flow does not mean where the blood just flowing out of her, it means it's a continuous drip. A continuous drip is considered a flow, and if she does that for 7 consecutive days, that's counted as 1.
Good.
Tana Rabbanan, Chazaka. The Gemara now quotes the Braisa, and the Braisa goes like this: Chazaka Menoy Sosar Shalom Yigila Pirkan Harekim Mecheskes Tahara Vein Anashim Bo Dakas Osan. A girl who is too young, 7, 8 years of age. So she is in a cheska, she's in a presumption of being tahora. No need for internal examination, no need to assume otherwise. In other words, the assumption is she's not a nida. However, mishigila pirkan, however, once she gets to pirkan means her stage of puberty, so then harein bicheskas toma v'nashin bot kos osan. She's now in a chazak of toma, even if she didn't bleed. The presumption is that she is a nida, and therefore she's going to need an examination. Now, a word before we actually talk about examination. What? Examine? For what reason? And the explanation is very simple. Remember that even a non-married woman, once she's a nida, she's tamea, right? Anything she touches, she's an avatuma, she's a source of tuma. Anything she touches is going to become tamea. Not anything. It's got to be a kli, it's got to be a food. But in other words, let's say she spent the whole day in the kitchen preparing dinner. Let's say she's married to a kohen and she's preparing the truma. Okay. So in other words, it's important now to establish, is she or is she not a nida? So therefore she examines. How often does she examine? 2 times a day. Well, right? We've talked about this before. We'll talk about this again. Once in the morning, once in the evening. Now the examination can only work backwards. Meaning the examination cannot tell us anything about the future, right? The examination can only tell us about the past. So, she does an examination in the morning. It means that overnight, the last night, she was fine. So, she did any cooking last night, the food's going to be fine. She does an examination in the evening. That means that anything she did during the day is going to be fine. This is what is typically done for a woman who is of a menstruating age, even if she has not yet menstruated. Okay. And Venushin both goes to son. Now, extraordinarily delicate topic over here. Who does the examination? So the Gemara says it's done by an older woman, does an examination on behalf of a younger woman. Now, a younger girl. Why can't she do it by herself? Presumably because she's too young. Sure. Meaning, right, she's not a gedola. Meaning, again, she could be 11 years of age, old enough where expected to see Damnida, but not old enough where she could do an examination herself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't boken osam biyad mimneshe me'avtos osan. When doing this examination, so don't do it biyad. Don't do it with a hand because it can actually do damage to her, can harm her. Elasachos osam b'shemen b'bifnim ha'mekanchos osam b'chutz v'hein nivdekos me'alayim. So the Gemara makes a recommendation where you do, you sach b'shemen, you rub oil in the area internally, and then the oil coming out now, if there is dam nida inside of her, the nida will attach itself to the oil, and so therefore you'll know whether or not she is a nida. Rav Yossi Omer Mi'uberes. Okay, now after having taken some detour, wow, that was a long detour, in the Gemara about our tinokos, about a young girl's, who are not expected to bleed. So now finally we go back to the Mishnah and we discuss the Mishnah once again. Rav Yossi Amar Mi'uberes, Tinit Tana Kama de Rabbi Elazar. The following Braisa was taught in front of Rabbi Elazar, and the Braisa reads like this. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mi'uberes, Maneka Shavu Olav Gimel Onos, Da'i Shaita, if I have either a pregnant woman or a nursing woman who skipped three Onos, meaning go 90 days, so Da'i Shaita. Amarle, that was the braisa that was said in front of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar over here, of course, being the Amora. Amarle pitachta betrei v'siyamta bechada. So he says, I don't like your braisa grammatically. Right? In other words, it's almost like the English teacher. Right? Poor grammar in the braisa. Why? Because me'uberes u'meneka she'avru alav gima onos daya shaita. You start talking in the plural, and then daya shaita. Singular. So, okay, so no agreement between the beginning pronoun and the end pronoun. Good. Dilma mu'uberes v'himinika kamar. Umilsa agav orche kamashmalan d'yemei ibura an olalan l'yemei minikasa. V'yemei minikasa olalan l'yemei ibura. So the Gemara says, you know what the braisa probably means? It's talking about one woman, and it means that we can mix and match. We can take her status of menika and add it to Mu'uberes. We could take her status to Mu'uberes and add it to Menika. Meaning, as we've just established, she goes three periods during her Menika or Mu'uberes, and that'll mean that she's Mesulek as Damim. Good. So 90 days of being pregnant, now she's Mesulek as Damim. Which means that the next time she bleeds, Daishaita. 90 days during nursing, Mesulek as Damim. So that means that if in fact she bleeds the next time, Daishaita. What if I were to make like a little combo platter? You'll forgive me. But if I take a little bit of Menika, meaning 30 days of Menika, and add it to 60 days of Me'uberes. Okay? And the point that the Bryce is making is, we can combine the two in order to get her to the status of 90 days.
How does that work?
Now.
How do you do that?
You are the pragmatist. Now, the Gemara now wants to know, how exactly is that going to work? Now, Kidatanya. Now, before I answer that question, let's read a braisa. The braisa goes like this: Yemei ibura olala yemei minikosa v'yemei minikosa olala yemei ibura ketsad. And the braisa says it, meaning it is. We had a kind of an awkward braisa. We tried to give this pshat into the awkward braisa, but now we have another braisa, and the braisa actually says it clearly. Where I can add the two ketsad. Let's go over. Hifsikashtai yemei ibura. Let's say she goes 2 months in her pregnancy of an abeyance of blood. No bleeding for 2 months, 60 days. The achas b'minei minikusa, and now nursing for the next 30 days, good. So in other words, 60 days of no bleeding during pregnancy, plus 30 days of no bleeding during nursing, right? That works.
She's pregnant and nurses.
Huh?
She's pregnant.
No, she delivers the baby, right? And then she nurses.
Without any bleeding.
Okay, now, right, what happened during the actual delivery itself? Stay tuned. Wait. Be'echa b'mei m'nei kasar, sh'tai b'mei m'nei kasar, v'achas b'mei ibura. Or, 2 months of abeyance during nursing, followed then by 30 days of abeyance during pregnancy. And then the Brisa here seems to be somewhat redundant, as now the Brisa says, how about a month and a half of one, a month and a half of the other? That also combines.
Well, the thing is, I thought we said for 90 days you don't know she's pregnant.
Correct. We did say that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the same thing myself. You read my mind. And perhaps what the Gemara over here means when it says an abeyance during pregnancy, it means halachic pregnancy, which means that the first 30 days are like nothing. I'm with you, meaning I'm bothered by the same issue. Okay. Bishlama yemei bura olan lali mei minikusa mishkachla dekamenika vazal meabra. Now, going from nursing to pregnancy, right? The Gemara says, we all understand that.
It happens.
It happens. Okay? Without getting too personal. It happens. So to go from nursing to pregnancy, it happens. So the Gemara says, that part I get. But Eli yemei minikusa olan lali mei bura. But how are you transitioning? How are you transitioning from pregnancy to nursing? Meaning, in other words, that also happens. I get that, but that happens without any blood in the middle. The Gemara says, "Hey, mishkachala." So, how's that going to happen? So, answer number one says the Gemara. Right? Everyone following the question? Am I articulating the question well? She is now for, let's say, 30 days. Has no bleeding during her pregnancy, followed then by 60 days of no bleeding during her nursing. But she had a baby in between, right? And usually with that baby comes bleeding. So how did you have 90 consecutive days of no bleeding? Answer number one says the Gemara, Ibai Sema Beleda Yavishta. Now you're going to hear this answer a lot of times in Masechta Nida, okay? You'll get used to it. Right.
We had that
Yeah, it's a go-to move in the Gemara, and can it happen? I have no idea, but the Gemara suggests it. Bizmana Gemara, it must have happened. So number one, Lady Yavishta, it was a dry delivery, a delivery that had no blood accompanying it. Okay. Or the Gemara says, look, you're right, she's bleeding while giving birth to the baby. That's Dam Leida. That's a totally different type of bleeding altogether. That's not Dam Nida. So of course there's bleeding, but that won't cut into her 30 plus 60. Ibai Sema Tanichada. Or if you want, you didn't like the scenario of pregnancy going into nursing because of the bleeding during delivery, fine. Cut that out of the Braisa. Next time you teach the Braisa, only go from nursing to pregnancy. Okay. Now, last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when do we say Daishaita? Amarava Kula. And Rav says, this last statement of the Mishnah is going on all four women of the Mishnah, where it's Daishaita. So Amar Kulu, Shmuel Amar Lo Shnai Ela Besula Zekein Avam Lo Beretz Manika Dain Kol Yemei Iburan Dain Kol Yemei Minikusan. Now, according to Shmuel, this idea of Daishaita is only for the elderly and for the young. But for the Beretz Manika, they enjoy the Daishaita status during the entire pregnancy and during the entire period of nursing. And then the Gemara says, "Kitanai, this machlok is between Rav and Shmuel. This machlok is between Rav Yochanan Mishlakish, is also machlok is between Tanayim. Meubers Manika Shahayu Shafaz Dam Uvaos Dain Kol Yemei Buram Dain Kol Yemei Minikosan Divrei Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, during the entire pregnancy, during the entire nursing period, so she enjoys the status of Dain Shaitan. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim, Lo Amar, Nala Dain Shaitan, La Briya Rishona, Aval Bishnia, Metame Mei Seis, Mekita Levekita. And according to these other Tanayim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, no. She enjoys Dain Shaitan only the first time she bleeds. After that, even though she's pregnant, even though she's nursing, she goes back to a regular me'eflace woman. Okay. I'd like to go on, but the time is not in my favor. Right. Correct. Correct. And time's not in my favor. And we have Vestas Haguf is the next topic of discussion tomorrow.
What is Vestas Haguf?
Tomorrow we start with Vesta Saguf. Okay, an interesting topic of discussion. Okay, we should have finished Yud Aleph today. We didn't. I'll explain tomorrow. It makes it exciting. Okay,
you will not be out of this year. Come back
tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, my Ratzakosh Baruch Hu, Zakatzor Afiach Acher Ben Torah Mitzvah Shenamar Nechafetz Amansikoy Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.